To give a word of warning to these church families, if we remove ourselves, who is it that gives it? Who gives that message? Continuing on. At the present day, as in ancient times, the people of God plead their own ease or convenience as an excuse for neglecting divine service. They will devise means to preserve the Christian name without making any sacrifice of time or means. God requires His people to maintain His worship, and those who are burdened with care and responsibility should be the last to excuse themselves from religious privileges. They need wisdom from above. They need to be constantly reaching upward to lay hold on the divine arm, lest they stumble and fall. They can walk safely only as they fear God and obey His voice. Those whom God has burdened with a place in His work need not be left to their own judgment, as was Gideon, to lead men away from the right path. The feet that God is guiding will press on in a way which leads straight forward, ever ascending and ever brightening until it reaches the brightness of eternal day. All wrongdoing is forsaking the path where Jesus leads, turning aside to the crooked ways of darkness. Those who are determined in the strength of Jesus to make the most of their opportunities, seizing every light that heaven sheds on their pathway, will go straight forward, fulfilling their duty to God and to their fellow men. They will not fall nor stumble. A divine guide goes before the faithful, encouraging them with His voice, aiding them with His hand, and they need never mistake the way. Signs of the Times, July 28, 1881. Please understand, brothers and sisters, if you're in a church environment where the Lord has brought genuine conviction that it's time for you to find another place to worship, it may be that you end up having worship at home, and that is in the Lord's divine providence for you at that time. What I am raising a warning flag to from the story of Gideon here is Gideon, a champion of the Lord, followed his own human logic to set up a worship closer to home that was a counterfeit of the worship that had been ordained by the Lord. And my warning flag for Adventism today is this. In this environment that is so clearly portrayed in prophecy as the environment where the refining process takes place among the true and faithful, in this environment of Laodicea, should we not be very fearful of the philosophy that says it's now time to organize a home church movement? The Great Controversy, 458, 450.